From the silent dance of bicycles, we go to the silent dance of the body and to the man who made this form of art known around the globe. The world-famous master of mime, Marcel Marceau, died on September 22nd at the age of 84. Marceau achieved world fame when he created Beep, his onstage persona, a sad-faced, tragicomic figure. He expressed happiness and hope, solitude and despair. He showed life in all its beauty and fragility. Radio France International's Christine Pigeol-Grière has this report.
Attention, changement de situation. La tête est inclinée à droite, elle va être inclinée à gauche.
I'm at the Atelier de Belleville, a mime school run by Ivan Bacciocchi in Paris. He's guiding his students through a whole range of mime gestures. We tilt our heads to the right, then bounce back to center. Repeat the movement, adding the neck, then the chest, followed by the torso. There's a real sense of rhythm here. Bacciocchi trained as an actor in his native Italy before coming to Paris to study mime at the school of Étienne Decoux. He then worked alongside Marcel Marceau for 10 years at Marceau's International Mime School.
Marcel Marceau was somebody who mastered the art of speaking. He loved to talk. He enjoyed telling anecdotes about his life or about the people he knew. He was a very warm individual and reached out to others. He was a true humanist. He looked upon others, on humanity with a big heart. He could be upset by tragic events and gladdened by all the little things in life. In daily life, he was a very down-to-earth person.
I asked some students what brought them to this mime workshop. Marjolaine Lefebvre is learning the art of mime for her work as a magician.
I think it can help me on stage to be more present, more efficient.
What do you like about miming?
The silence. The body is speaking. Your imagination has to work. You can't just see and be passive. As a spectator, you have to be active to see and to understand. And you are engaged with the stage, with the artist.
What did Marcel Marceau represent for you?
Marcel Marceau gave this art to all publics. Marcel Marceau tried to make miming more popular.
Marjolaine hopes that Marceau's death will revive interest in the art of mime. Another student, George Ede, explains how he's joined the mime group.
It was actually a gift from my wife. On my birthday, she gave me an envelope with money inside of it, a date and an address, and she said, show up there. And I showed up, and I love it. It's great. I'm very busy at work, and things are stressful. I'm traveling between New York and Paris, and this gives me an opportunity to improvise and think like a child again, so it's kind of fun.
In one famous sketch, Marcel Marceau plays all the characters in a park, from little boys playing ball to old ladies knitting. In his act, Youth, Maturity, Old Age, Death, he showed the passing of an entire life in just minutes. He tamed lions, flirted with ladies at cocktail parties, tried to escape from glass boxes and cages. Marcel Marceau adored silent film star Charlie Chaplin. He was also a fan of Buster Keaton and the Marx Brothers. Marcel Marceau was revered by people in Japan and North America. But his relationship with his home country was more complicated, and he performed less on the French scene in the past 20 years. Was he seen as old-fashioned? Or is it the case that no one can be a prophet in his own land? Ivan Bacciocchi regrets the closing of Marcel Marceau's mime school in 2005 and worries about the future of mime in France.
Although the art of mime is disappearing rapidly, work on body expression is flourishing. But what remains of this cultural heritage? It's not a building. As you can see, there's a method and rules. What will remain of this heritage if it's not passed on? So that's the real dilemma, because we're losing memory. Memory that's been developed over many years of research. It's as if contemporary dance turned its shoulder on classical dance, saying, you no longer interest us. We're only going to do modern or postmodern dance. All the founders of modern dance started out with classical dance. Mime is heritage that should be protected, studied and passed on. France, the homeland of Barrow, Decroux and Marcel Marceau, all masters of mime, should have done more to defend its heritage.
Marcel Marceau invented over 250 hand signs. He influenced countless younger performers. Pop star Michael Jackson says his famous moonwalk was inspired by Marceau's sketch, Walking Against the Wind. Marceau played to full houses around the globe, averaging 200 shows a year until well into his 70s. He also painted, wrote children's books, and appeared in several movies. On stage, Marcel Marceau never uttered a single word, except once. He said the only line in Mel Brooks' Silent Movie. That line consisted of one word, a resounding French no. Marcel Marceau, the man who chased butterflies as Bip, left the worldly stage this week. His career spanned 50 years and the whole range of human emotions. For Network Europe, I'm Christine Pizzo-Grierre.